The Democratic Alliance welcomes the arrest and incarceration of former President Jacob Zuma as he now begins his 15-month prison sentence for contempt of court. This is obviously an important victory for the rule of law in South Africa, and it also sends an important message to all of those who have aligned themselves with the Zuma faction and who have become emboldened by Mr. Zuma's dismissive attitude. It also says that the law cannot be mocked and challenged with impunity. If the leader can go to prison, then so can anyone. Last night was also a warning flare for the architects of state capture and the handmaidens of Zuma. They must know that the DA will pursue them as doggedly as we did Mr. Zuma. And they must also know that this 15-month sentence is merely the tip of the iceberg. The contempt of court charge, while very, very serious, does not represent the full scale of actual crimes against the people of South Africa. And we must still see justice for the 783 charges of fraud, corruption, money laundering and racketeering. We're also greatly relieved that the eventual late night arrest went ahead without violence, despite all the bluster and war talk of Mr. Zuma's supporters and family. But it does not mean that we shouldn't take their threat seriously. Mr. Zuma might be behind bars, but the RET gang still has many other senior ANC leaders in its ranks, many of whom still serve in the cabinet or occupy the benches in parliament and other legislatures. Last night's arrest also confirms that while Mr. Zuma might have done untold damage to many of our institutions of democracy throughout the ANC state capture project, the one institution that has managed to remain largely intact is our independent judiciary. This is something we need to guard fiercely as a nation, as it is the final bulwark against a government and politicians that think that they can act with impunity. There's still several loose ends that need to be tied up, but most importantly, the rule of law and our constitution have been under relentless attack of late. And we now need an unequivocal statement by the president that no such future assaults on our democracy will be tolerated. The DA will pledge to continue its vigilance, which has played no small role in the deliverance of the current outcome in the ongoing Zuma saga. Mr. Zuma's arrest last night was a small step in the right direction, but the real fight to reclaim our country from the predatory politicians who have robbed from the people to enrich themselves and their networks has really only just started.